Hello.
Morning, Jeffrey. John with Local Splasher. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. Not much. Got me up early here now. No, I'm
Yeah.
kidding.
It's early
Well,
over here.
yeah. Well, I'm an hour behind or ahead of you, I guess you could say, right? So
Yeah.
not too early. I'm just messing, man. Still filling with my coffee though. So Jeffrey, couple things before we get started on everything here. I just want to make sure we're still doing it for the new business name at JZ Custom Coding, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. All right. And that one's already verified and everything as well too, so that makes things easy. Jeffrey, I'm horrible at spelling names, so don't laugh if I spell this incorrectly. Is it JEFFREY?
Yes.
Okay. And then how do you spell your last name?
ZAVALA. Zavala.
ZA.
Z as in zebra, A
Uh-huh.
apple. B as in Victor, A
Okay.
apple.
E.
A L as in lion,
Okay.
A as in apple.
All right. How do you pronounce that, if you don't mind asking, man? Zayla?
Zavala.
Wow, that's pretty in the wild. That's wild, man. I love it. Okay. And I want to make sure I'm staying on the phone with you. So even after you make a payment here, don't hang up the phone because I want to make sure you see everything in writing, okay? Through your email and through text for your invoice. What's the best email address I could send that to?
Send it to Jeffrey Zavala, like my name, at jzcustomcoding.com.
azcustomcoding.com. Okay, perfect. And is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you on? The one I'm calling you on now? The 4667?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I
And
have a
then.
question. Since I have a domain already, when you build a website, 'cause you say you're building a website, that has an extra cost of coming in the package of credit as well.
No, man, I'm throwing this in there included in your package. Okay.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna make sure that we're taking care of you. That's why I wanna make sure we also set up a time and day for us to introduce our team to you and then go over exactly how you want that website to actually look. Right? So if you have pictures and stuff over the weekend, just gather whatever you would like, have some ideas ready, because the sooner you have all that, the faster and smoother things go with that meeting, so that way they can get this thing up and running as fast as possible. Okay.
Yeah, open tomorrow.
We're not open on weekends, but I am going to send them their stuff today. So that way when they talk to you, let's say we set up as early as Monday, they'll make sure they know what they're doing and how to help you from there as well too. So I've seen
Yeah.
them build websites like on the fly, no lie, live, and they're really good at what they're doing. So I just want to make sure that they actually meet with you though, because I don't want them just to build a regular website. I want them to go ham with them too. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
they can go in multiple tabs, they can, make things fly in, stuff like that. So it's important. All right.
Is the website going to be like a local optimized website?
Yes, it will be optimized, search
Okay.
engine optimized. Correct.
Okay.
Do you
Okay.
have your own domain name though? If not, we can get one for you, but it's always better if you have
Well,
one too.
about the jccustomcoding.com.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Okay, so we'll use that one. All right, put that in here. Wow. And then I have to make sure I have to everything correct here because this part is for Google, right? So JZ Custom Coding, 315 Greenwood Street. I can never say that city name, man. But 75964, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, just making sure. So what I'm gonna do is let's set up that call actually. Monday, do you have an hour window to speak with them?
Monday? Oh, yeah, Monday'd be fine. Or this afternoon.
We usually don't do same days. Let me see
Okay.
if how we're looking in our schedule today though. How about this? What time I could try to fit you in sometime late tonight, around
Yeah.
like 5 p.m. ish. if I can't, I'm going to set up a tentative appointment for Monday. And then if we can, I'm going to make sure to have them send you an email saying, hey, listen, we can fit you in here today. Are you available? Does that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, because I just want to make sure you still have an appointment regardless, you know? But let me put this in my notes right now, too, though. Later afternoon. Okay, perfect. Okay, and if we can't get it for today, on Monday, does morning or evening work better for you?
Morning. There's no telling, but I'm guessing morning would be fine.
Okay. And you're going to get sick of me saying this, man, but anytime you make adjustments or you need to modify things, change promotion, anything of that nature, do not hesitate to communicate with our team, because that's what we ask for. It's just that communication. If it takes too long or anything like that, just tell them. Say, hey, it's taking too long. Can we reschedule further a different day? They'll be more than happy to accommodate for that, okay? Now the next part is I can get it as soon as, let's see here, 9 a.m. your time on Monday.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. So let me lock that one in just for right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email. I'm going to send that same email over to our team. They're just going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, and you just need to do the same. So I'm going to send that right now. All right. And it's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com. That way you have another form of contact just in case, okay?
What is it?
jseo@localsplash.com.
That's your email?
Yes, sir. And I'll have my direct line and everything in there as well, too. Man, I definitely put in, I must have spelled your last name wrong somehow or something. Z as in zebra, A as in apple, E as in elephant, L as in lion.
No, B as in Victor.
Ah.
B as in Victor. Zavala.
Okay. Zavala. Okay, so V-A-E-L-A. Got it. All right. Let me put that down there.
And what's your first and last name again?
Sure, it's John, J-O-N, last name, So, S-E-O.
Okay. Can you give me a contact number from you?
Yeah, it's going to be in there too, but I want to make sure you have it. So let me know when you're ready for the phone number.
I'm ready.
All right, it's 877. 635.
You don't have like a direct number?
This is. I'm going to give you my extension because this is the direct number for the company. And you can text all that. Yeah. So you got 877-635-6225. Mm-hmm. My extension is 3736.
All right, John.
If for any reason you get, like, my voicemail or something like that, it's literally because I'm always on the phone. So, if anything, don't think I'm dodging it in any sense because I always like to talk to my customers here. If anything, shoot me an email and say, hey, John, I'm trying to get a hold of you. Give me a call. And you better believe I'll be calling you the very next call. Okay?
All right.
All right, cool. And so, just for kicks and gigs here, spell out your full last name. I want to make sure I have this correct because I have to put it back in the system in this part here, too.
Zavala, Z-A-V-A-L-A.
Z-A-V-A-E-L-A. Pala, pala, Zavala.
It's six letters.
Okay, so I put an extra letter in there.
No E.
Yeah, that's why I did that. Okay, cool. Just making sure. All right, so... the email, if it doesn't come in the next 30 seconds here, I want you to check that spam in junk mail just in case. Like, sometimes it goes in there, sometimes it doesn't. I don't know. All right, I'm going to put a reminder for them as well, too. Now, did you want your customers to be able to email you as well when they contact you? Did you want your customers to be able to email you as well, too, if they try to contact you? Yeah? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
That should come through by now.
Yeah, hold on. Give me 1 second. My phone is acting up.
Technology, man.
Give me a second, bro. Okay.
You're good, man. You're good. Take your time. It's all good.
For some reason, it's not letting me see my email.
Like, it's not opening up, or?
No. Well, I got my computer here.
All right, cool. Because the main thing is, I want to make sure you see everything on paper when I send you the email for your invoice, man. I just want to make sure I keep to my promises here.
Okay, I see it.
All right, beautiful. Don't do anything further than just hitting yes in there, okay?
That's to confirm the appointment?
You got it, yeah. Just so that they see that you're committed to it. Yep. Okay.
Right.
Perfect. So, the next part's here. I know that you're already listed on Google, but I always like to ask you rather than just trust what it says on Google here, okay? Just for right now, getting things on the same page here. So for your hours of operations, I saw it was Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Do you want to keep it that way?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then also, far as I know, we want to hit specific areas for your services and stuff. So name out a few. You can even go by zip code, you can go by county, city, however you like, towns, doesn't matter. I just want to make sure I'm hitting the most important ones first.
Okay.
What do we got?
Oh, it's just going to be Nacogdoches, Loken.
Mm-hmm. Loken.
Mainly it's Nacogdoches and Loken and surrounding areas.
Okay. Would you say no more than like 50 miles? Because this thing goes up to 50-mile radius. I just want to make sure if you want.
Like I said, 50 miles is fine.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure. Perfect. And how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only? Do you do checks, Zelle, Venmo, or anything like that?
I could take credit cards and cash.
Perfect. And then also, far as Facebook, we're going to run Facebook target marketing ads for you on that and develop a Facebook business page for you if you don't have one. But I wanted to ask, do you have a personal Facebook page at least?
I do have, and I had one for my, I'm trying to change the name on my page because I had it under another name for my business.
Oh, okay. That's why I couldn't find it. Okay. How about this? Just have that ready, on Monday because it will ask for that, just the URL part. I don't want you to spend time on, having a headache on that right now, so.
Yeah. Right. I'm gonna do it this weekend. I'm gonna change the name that way. I have the new URL ready.
Perfect, and that's better too. Having your own domains and having your own Facebook page ready set, that just makes things so much faster and easier for us to say, okay, what type of ads do you want? Okay, what areas, things like that. So it moves along very quickly. And I have to ask, so is your business licensed or insured?
I have the LLC.
Okay.
It's not insured yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
InWorks. All right. Okay. And then for the services, I'm going to get I did a lot of research, man, so just stop me in my tracks if I say something that you don't do. I see door painting, exterior and interior painting, cabinet painting, custom painting, actually, drywall repair, furniture painting. Do you do metal painting as well?
Yes, I do metal painting.
Okay. Is there anything I might be missing here?
Probably like decks and fences.
Decks and fences. Perfect. All right. Decks are like a huge commodity nowadays, man. Everyone's getting into that right now. So, huge.
Yeah.
Okay. So I put those in here. It looks everything looks good. Let me go ahead and send that to them right now. And the next part is for that voice verification where everything is recorded. This is protecting you too, okay? So actually, it's mainly for you. So I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning. Just try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have questions or concerns, by any means, you stop me in my tracks, ask away. That's what I'm here for. But I'm going to put the pricing in there so that way you're grandfathered in for the life of you being with us. And with that phone number, the 877 number, I'm going to bring that up to tell you how to go ahead and part ways if that's the case in the future, okay? But there's no cancellation fees or anything like that, all right?
Okay.
Without further ado, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
JZ Custom Coding.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Jeffrey Zavala, owner.
Perfect. Of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. So to get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for just a second. So very important, Jeffrey. After this recording part, we're going to set up a security question and answer because we want to keep everything confidential strictly between us and you only. So anytime we'll call in, we'll only ask the security question. We'll never give your answer out, okay? So just want to make sure you're taken care of in that sense, all right? I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, and last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on September 22nd and the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 22nd of every month in the same amount of $249. Okay, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. Like a promise, man, I want to make sure I put everything up in there for you, okay? So,
okay.
Far as your security question, don't forget your answer. I don't want you locked out of your own account, all right? But you have 3 choices. You can make up any answer you want. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet.
First pet it is, okay? And remember, this will never change. So what would that answer be?
Whistle. It should be like bone in English. Whistle?
Whistle? Like, okay, W-H-I-S-T-L-E?
Not whistle. Whistle. That's a Spanish word.
Oh, okay. How, spell that for
are
me, just to make sure.
Are we, yeah, as H-U-E-S-O.
S-O. Oh, okay, got it.
Whistle.
I'm half Puerto Rican, I still can't, I can't pronounce that very well. All right, cool. I got you, partner. So remember, this will never change, okay? If anyone calls in, I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash, if they don't have no idea what your security question is, then hang up the phone and only dial to our 877 number, okay?
Okay, so when they call, I'm supposed to ask the security question, right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. And, Jeffrey, on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name or middle initial as well?
First and last, Jeffrey Zavala.
Okay, perfect. And I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, the 315?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of payment method are we using today?
Visa.
Okay. Now, for security purposes, Jeffrey, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
42-46-31-53-71. 249630.
All right. And the expiration date?
7/28.
Okay. Yeah. And the last but not least, the security code?
752.
Awesome. All right. Perfect. So now before I process this payment, I need to make sure I'm going to hit refresh like 3 times here. I just want to make sure it stays the same on the pricing there because I want to keep you at that discounted rate the whole time, okay? So give me 2 seconds here. One more. Awesome. All right, so we're looking good. I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Do not hang up the phone on me, okay? I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and email here. So whichever comes first, let me know so I can direct you so you can see the breakdown of everything we discussed, okay? The processing there. Okay, it just went through on my end over here, so let me know as soon as you see anything, okay?
Yeah.
Right. It should say, like, Local Splash initial invoice. That's the one we need to pop open.
Hold on, give me 1 second.
Sure, sure.
Are you sending it through text as well?
Yes, both.
Okay.
should come in by now.
Hold on, one second.
Okay, okay.
Okay, I see it through text now.
Okay. Text is the easier way, but I want to make sure after we get done that you still got your email as well, okay? So if you popped up with your text message, there's a spot in there with a link to say, click here to accept subscription terms or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you click that, everything that we discuss is going to be in here. Read through it carefully. There's even going to be ways to upgrade your package in the future if you ever wanted to. There's other packages that has sort of descriptions of that as well, too. But once you notice that everything we discuss is in there, at the bottom, you're just going to type in your name. There's a checkbox you have to click before you do that. And you're going to type in your name just like I would show it on the card. But before you do that, just I'm right here with you. Ask away if you have any questions or concerns, okay?
There's no contract, right?
This is not a contract, no. This is just making sure that we're keeping to our promises, everything we discussed, though.
Just making sure, man.
Yeah. No, you're good. That's why I'm here on the phone with you, man. If that was the case, I would have left you in the dust, right? So I wanted to make sure if you had questions or any concerns. Like I said, I keep to my word on my thing.
Take me to the local / login.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So on this part here, you don't have to do anything further. So that's going to be your dashboard. On Monday, our team, when they go over everything with you, they're going to show you your password and login to get in there and show you how to maneuver in there because that's going to be your next best friend. Customers may even reach out through there sometimes, I actually seen. So you'll be able to see your traffic going in and out of your website. You'll be able to change out keywords, everything. So like I said, that's going to be your bread and butter right there.
Are my customers going to be able to call me directly from Google or some number?
Correct. Okay. Yes, sir.
Yep. It's not going to be like a call this number and then direct to my number.
No,
right?
Okay. Not at all. No, not at all. Actually, that's a strict policy here. We don't touch any of our customers, even through Facebook, too. So if they reach out to you through Facebook, falls in your court from there. Honestly, I kind of like it that way. I don't know about you, but yeah. So, all right, Jeffrey. Well, I appreciate your trust, man. Let us earn the rest of this, okay? So communication is everything. Let us know. I'm going to put in a request to still have that meeting today instead. If we can't, then at least we have something for Monday for you, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Congratulations, man. Welcome to the family here. All right. We'll talk to you on Monday latest, okay?
Well, hopefully I get more customers with y'all.
Hey, man, we're going to get this thing going running smoothly for you. At least you're getting a website with it. You're getting a lot more bundled together, too. So you're getting a lot more bang for your buck, seriously.
Okay, man.
All right.
All right, man.
Yes, sir. You take care. All right.